This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
My advice would be to just try your hardest.
And it takes a lot of training to start the World Games.
And they always, always champions to me.
So everyone reach up, put your hands together.
Join us on the Special Chronicles podcast. We're here at the basketball at our World Games in Los Angeles. I'm here with two fellow athletes from Italy. Introduce yourself to our listeners, and what game did you just play?
Dice di dire chi siete, quale partita avete appena giocato.
Noi siamo l'Italia, abbiamo appena giocato contro USA New York ed è andata abbastanza bene.
È stata proprio una dura partita, anche se USA New York è una grande squadra, però noi ce la siamo messi tutta.
They will say that they are from Italy and they have just played against New York, US, and it's been like a tough game and they lost for just like one point, and but they have been playing really hard and really well.
What did you like about playing in the game today? What was your favorite part?
Che cosa vi è piaciuto durante la partita? Cosa è stata la cosa che avete preferito fare?
Ma finalmente giocare, perché sono 4 giorni che siamo qua e non vedevamo l'ora, noi come I ragazzi, gli allenatori, un po' tutti.
They were saying finally to play because they have been here for 4 days and everybody was looking forward to play the first game.
L'importante per noi era divertirci e stare in gruppo, giocare come una squadra, anche se abbiamo perso, pazienza, però l'importante quello che avevamo era divertimento.
The most important part is to have fun and to play as a team, and even if they lost, they really enjoyed the game.
And coming here, did you guys have a place to stay, or with all the troubles with travels? How do you deal with that?
Are you asking how many people they came and where did they stay?
Yeah.
Okay. Dice quante persone siete venuti dall'Italia e dove avete alloggiato?
Ma tra tutta la delegazione.
Are you asking for all the Italian people or just the basketball game?
Just the basketball team.
Solo la squadra di basket.
Noi abbiamo 2 squadre, siamo 10 più 2 coach dell'unificato e anche del tradizionale. Abbiamo alloggiato a, come si chiama? Carregina, a Lost Town.
Carregina?
Come si chiamano le band dove abbiamo alloggiato nel Lost Town?
Bestwards.
Okay, there are like 10 people coming and 10 players from the basketball and plus 2 coaches. And they have been staying at the Carregian Hotel.
Right. What do you want our listeners and viewers across the world to learn from the game that you guys just played today? You guys lost against U.S., but what? As we know, our mission is let me win. I mean, let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. What do you want our viewers and listeners to learn from?
Sorry, what do they want?
What do they want the listeners to really gain from playing?
In realtà, voi avete giocato la partita, avete perso, però qual è il vostro obiettivo di questi giochi olimpici?
Divertirsi e stare in compagnia con i nuovi ragazzi, e soprattutto anche soprattutto di
anche
soprattutto il divertimento non si dovrebbe mai dimenticare.
Ma noi penso che siamo qua, come ha detto Claudio, per divertirci, però se scappasse una medaglia non sarebbe male.
They will say that the main reason is that to stay here, have fun and to stay with all the people from the team, and if they win something won't be bad.
Awesome. Thank you again.
Grazie.
Prego.
Join us Today on the Special Chronicles podcast, we're here at the Aquatics venue at our World Games in Los Angeles. I'm here with some fellow athletes for Special Olympics USA. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Brandon Wood from Massachusetts.
I'm Nathan McClain from Little Rock, Arkansas.
I'm Jason Huber from Ohio, from Grand Rapids area.
Awesome. And is this your first time here at our USA World Games?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And this is my first time, too, so it's all our first times. What's your first thoughts of being here at the World Games, at the largest and most inspirational event of all time?
Amazing.
It's spectacular. I didn't think I'll be able to get here because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Never thought in my 14 years in Olympics in Ohio area thought I was going to make it here, but I'm very proud to be in this experience.
Yeah, and what did you guys swim? What did you guys swim today?
We're swimming tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
100 freestyle.
Yeah, like you said, we swim today just to get the feel for it. And I'll be doing butterfly and freestyle.
Neat. I'll be doing 100 freestyle tomorrow also.
Neat. I swim 50 freestyle and backstroke. So what would you say to encourage other people, other of our listeners to come in and either compete or be a coach or volunteer? Or what would you say to encourage them?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
just try your best.
Yeah. It's a life-changing experience. Once you become a coach or volunteer, it's just an amazing experience of what you go through by helping us athletes. And I just want to say thank you for coming out and supporting us.
I'm the inspiration of Wood County Olympics. My coach actually looks at me and says, "You are the best athlete that I've ever seen. Swim, keep up your good work, and you're doing well."
Awesome. And we are just hours away from our opening ceremonies tonight at the LA Memorial Coliseum. Have you guys ever been there?
No.
No.
Yeah, I haven't been there too, and I'll be on the field too. So what's your first thoughts?
It'll be exciting.
Just in general, it's amazing, and yeah, it's like I said, it's a once in a lifetime, and I can't wait until opening ceremonies.
What inspirational
for the opening ceremonies?
Very nerve-wracking, but I'm calming down now as I'm talking about it because I'm enjoying my time here.
Yeah, neat. Any final thoughts about the overall experience of the World Games and your overall experience of being on Special Chronicles?
It's a great place. Great to be here.
I'm good to be here too, and it's awesome just to represent the U.S., and it's just amazing to be here.
It's a very good opportunity to be here, and this beautiful city is the nicest place I've ever seen, and my coach always told me, no matter what place you get, I'm a very proud coach of you. Keep up the work.
Awesome. Now, I think, finally, do you guys think we should bring your coach up here?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to bring, listen, what's your coach name?
Coach Dean.
Coach Dean, your athletes want to bring you up here. Do you guys have a question for your coach?
Do you guys
want
to ask
your coach a question?
What's it like to be a USA World Games coach?
It's an unbelievable experience to be around these great athletes and great folks.
Awesome. And are you looking forward to the opening ceremonies tonight?
Oh, absolutely. And I have no idea what's in store, but I know it's going to be big. So.
Okay. And just this morning, I did see... Okay, I'm not going to fall. I did see the entire lineup.
Tell us.
You want me to
tell us? Tell us.
Okay, so...
We'll keep it just between us.
Yeah, just between us and the over 27,000 listeners in over 85 countries. Okay. this is not going to go live until after. So, do you guys know the Reach Up song with the band OAL?
Yes.
Do you guys know Bree? Do you guys see Bree? Brianna and Madison and Cody.
Familiar with them, yeah.
Okay. Well, Bree is also from Illinois, and she's been a guest, and she's actually co-host on Special Chronicles.
Oh, cool.
So, do you guys know when they're going to perform that song? Do you know when they're going to perform the song Reach Up Live? It's going to be right after the national anthem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be live. Ava Levine will be at the end after the Flame of Hope. And the First Lady will be, I forgot when. I have it here. So I'll leave it at that.
Excellent.
So that's a little teaser. And take care, and God bless, and see you guys tonight.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
sir.
Thanks.
This is Special Chronicles, and I'm Andy O'Donnell, living in San Jose from Cork, Ireland. You're my family, and we're enjoying our time here. Okay, we're here to the Special Olympics in LA. We just came from the swim meet, fantastic event. And now we're heading over to the Coliseum for the opening ceremony later on this afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, members of the press, friends of Special Olympics, athletes. Welcome to this very special press conference. My name is Drew Rochelle. I'm the Acting Vice President of Special Olympics Health Programs, and it's an honor to have you here today to share a very special announcement.
So, it brings me great pleasure to announce the Golisano Foundation's commitment of $25 million to expand the Healthy Community Program around the world in many, many more countries and states.
From an athlete perspective, what are your initial thoughts when you heard this announcement?
My thought when I heard this announcement is like the dream that I've been dreaming is happening right now. That is my thought.
Some look out and see division and disability everywhere. You look everywhere and see nothing but the beauty of the world. How lucky are we to be with you? That's why the people of Special Olympics have come to America.
And we know how grateful she would be today to all of the coaches, the volunteers, and family members who have stepped up to make an integral part of your life and help you get to this journey. So give all the coaches and your family members a great round of applause. Our mother was most of all moved and motivated the most by you, the athletes. She was so proud of you and wanted more than anything for you to be respected, valued.
This is Daniel from Special Chronicles. We're here after the opening ceremonies. I'm here with an athlete. You're from Estonia. What's your thoughts about the opening ceremonies?
Hopes are like we go to finals, I think, and the hopes are so, for my opinion.
And what did you think of the opening ceremonies?
Say again, please.
What did you think of the opening ceremonies tonight?
Uh, very nice, like very many big stars, and I like it very much.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.